And we're starting at the bottom of Gimel Amud Bet, two lines from the bottom, V'Rabbi Yishmael Rav Nachman Amar. So we saw yesterday on the top of Gimel Amud Bet, just after the two dots, V'et Amar Abayim Yishmael Rav Nachman, Amat Sukkah, Amat Mavoy, Ba'amah Bat Chamisha, Amat Kilayim, Ba'amah Bat Shisha. So it's already Abaya said there that when it comes to Amot, to measuring Amot, for Sukkah and for Mavoy, right? So we use a 5 tefach amah, and we saw that it was lechumra, made everything much smaller. And when it came to kilayim, we use a 6 tefach amah, which made it bigger. That means that your space before, right, you'd be able to plant something. Instead, we said you have to have 4 amahs between each row, right? See, if it's bigger amahs, so now you've got to have bigger spaces before you can plant in between. Right? That's how I explained yesterday. In other words, you sooner become a kerem. That was how I explained yesterday. So now, on that note, two lines from the bottom, V'Rava Mishpat Rav Nachman. Now both of them, Rava and Abaya, are both explaining Rav Nachman. Now this is a machloket amoraim in how to understand Rav Nachman. So Rava Mishpat Rav Nachman says, no. He says, Kol amot ba'ama bat shisha. It says, on the contrary, all amot, as a rule, are 6 tefach amas. Now, we know that, as a rule, it is 6 tefach amas. Right? Ela halalu, and that also shouldn't come as a surprise to us, because we know now, we saw the other day, on the first daf, that other than Yael Kagam, right, in all those 6 cases, that was the first Tosfot on daf Beta, the second Tosfot there. Was it in Erevin or was it the Tosfot? That was the Tosfot in the last Masechet Daf of Shabbos. I'm a bit confused. That was the Tosfot in the last Daf of Shabbos, right? We had the Yael Kagam, and we saw that Machloket Abaye and Rava, as a rule, other than those 6 cases, are looked like Rava. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to us, but we know that usually a Tefach and Ame is made up of 6 Tefachim. And you can see the Halochet Ot Dalet there on Rava Amar, right? Rava Amish Rach Amar. So that's the Halochet. Kol ama amot ba'ama bat shisha. As a rule, amot are 6 tfachim. Ela halalu sochakot balalu atsevot. What does it mean, sochakot v'atsevot? Look at Rashi, the last lines. Halalu sochakot, amot kilayim. Rabbi says halalu, so he's starting with the last one. So we've still got a distinction here between mavoi and kilayim. But he says, yeah, halalu, amot kilayim modedin betfachim gedolim. So similar to what, in other words, what Rava is saying to Abaya is, Abaya, if you can imagine the conversation, you saying that it's 6 tefach amas and 5 tefach amas. No, you misunderstood Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did say there's a distinction between Mavoy and Kilayim, and Sukkah and Kilayim. He just said that all 6 tefachim, just sometimes you count the tefach like this with your hands tied together, sometimes you measure a tefach with your hands a bit looser. So when your hands are a bit looser, the tefach is a bit wider. When your hands tighter, the tefach is a little bit less. That's what he says over here. Sochakot v'atzevot. Look at Rashi. Alalu sochakot amot kilayim odedin betfachayim gdolim. V'shel sukkah v'mavoy atzevot. Rashi says, what does it mean atzevot? Metzum tzamot. Lechumra. Metzum tzam means you make it very small. So it is lechumra. Because the tefach does end up being a bit smaller. The amah ends up being a bit smaller. But it's not a whole tefach smaller. It's just marginally smaller, right? Instead of being a little bit looser and relaxed, it's like that. And that's basically what Rava says. Now the Gemara is a kasha. So now we have a kasha over here, right? And but this kasha now basically we've brought Abaya, we've brought Rava. The Gemara now asks a kasha on Abaya. Remember Abaya said 5 tefach amas and 6 tefach amas. So, kol amot she'amru chachamim ba'amah bat shisha. The brighter says straight out that all amas that chachamim speak about are amot of 6 tefachim. U'bilvad shelo yehu mechuvanot. Right? And specifically, u'bilvad, that they're all 6 tefachim amas. They mustn't be mechuvan. What does it mean, mechuvan? Look at Rashi. Right? Rashi says over here, so we can refresh for us. We'll see in a second. The Gemara explained it just now. Sheyu amot kilayim sochakot words, we haven't got an exact measure. We don't have a tefach, which is 8 centimeters. Chachamim said they're all 6 amas, but they aren't 6 amas exact. Look here for a moment at Rabbeinu Chananel. He's a big help. If you go down to Rabbeinu Chananel towards the end of the narrow lines, but just to the bottom third, bottom quarter, it says, Kol amot shamru ba'ama bat shesh tvachim, ubilvad shlo yu mechuvanot, and he explained, Klomar, lo yu atsevot sochakot, velo ha-sochakot atsevot karava. El abay lekashis. What does he mean? He says, as long as the atsevot are not sochakot, and the sochakot aren't atsevot. Okay? In other words, saying that there's a time when you're going to have a slightly wider hand, and a time when you're going to have a slightly tighter hand. There's never an exact amma. Okay? There's never an exact tefach. There's never an exact amma. Right? So now, and that's a kasha on abaya. So the Gemara says, Bishlom le Rava, ki echid rahavian halalu sochakot. And it's a word, the Dekret Rava said. Rava said, they're all 6 tefachim, just some are a little bit looser, some are a little bit tighter, which means there's never an exact millimeter or centimeter measure of an amma. Says the Gemara says, Bishlom le Rava, that makes sense. El el abaya kashia, but for abaya it's a kashia. Look at Rashi there. Haritani kol amot ba'ama bat shisha. Because abaya is pretty specific. Amaya said, Sukkel mavo are 6 tefach. Kilayim is 5 tefach, and its understanding here is that they're the exact same tefach. Rav is saying they aren't the exact same tefach, and that's what Rav Nachman meant when he says the difference between kilayim and between mavo and sukkah. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a little bit hard, this, even in my mind, it's a little bit hard, but I think we can understand it, right? But the concept is that a tefach is a tefach, and if the Torah wanted to tell us centimeters, it would have said centimeters. But it's a tefach, and everybody's hand is a little bit different. And then you hold your hands a little bit different. And therefore, the Bride is telling us there isn't an exact measure of a tefach. Okay. So now, how will Abaya defend himself? So Amalek Abaya, Ema, Amat Kilayim, Ba'ama Bat Shisha. So Abaya is saying, no. Right, look at Rashi there. And this is how Abaya is saying, rephrase this brighter. The brighter you quoted there was Kol Amot Shamru Chachamim Ba'ama Bat Shisha. Abaya is saying, no, read it like this. Right, Vachi Kamar, look at Rashi. Vachi Kamar, Kol Amot Shamru Bekilayim Ba'amat Bat Shisha. Uvachlo Yumuchuvanot Metzum Samot. Ele Gedolot Betvachayim Sochakot. So Abaya is saying, no. By saying, don't read the brighter here that says, Kol Amot Ba'ama Bat Shisha. Say, Kol Kilayim Ba'ama Bat Shisha. And there on the Kilayim Bat Shisha, the brighter is telling you, not Sochakot, not Mitzum Samot. Not a Tzevot. So how can you say that? V'amidik Tani Sefer. The Sefer of that brighter now, which we haven't seen in front of us. We just saw the first brighter said, Kol Amot Ba'ama Bat Shisha. All Amas are 6. The Sefer brings in a Machloket now, or maybe not, between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And then when it says, Bahamadi Tani, how can you say that that's the case? Look at the Sefer of that brighter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Amot, Shamru Chachamim, Bekilayim, Ba'ama Bat Shisha, Ubivad Shlo Yu Metzum Tzamot. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is arguing Tanakama. Tanakama says, all Amos are 6 Tvachim, but some are Sochakol, some are Metzum Tzamot, or Atzevot. And comes along Rash Bagan says, however, when it comes to Kilayim, there, it's a bat shisha, but there it's mitzumtzemet. Sorry, it would be vachlo mitzumtzemet. So the machlok between the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi the Tanakama says kolamot bat shisha, ela halalu sochakot valalu atzevot. These are bigger and these are less. And Rashbag says when it comes to kilayim, right, they can't be mitzumtzamot, because they can't be atzevot. So Tanakama said sometimes it's mitzum tzemet and sometimes it's open. Rashbag says no, with kilayim it has to be tight. It can't be mitzum tzemet. Sorry, other way around. It has to be loose. With kilayim it has to be loose. So Michal, what the Gemara says infers from that Tanakama kolamot kama. When Tanakama said kolamot, he meant kolamot. Therefore, when Abaya wants to rephrase Tanakama and say Tanakama is talking about kilayim, You can't say that, because the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comments on Kilai means Tana Kama said all Amos, and Rashbag specifically mentioned Kilai. So that's a bit of a challenge there. So Amalek Abaya, so now how would Abaya defend that one? So Amalek Abaya, v'lo v'lav mi ikar Rashbag dekai kavati. Ani d'amar ikar Rashbag. So Abaya said, well, I don't understand what's your problem. So now we've established, what have we established? Tana Kama is not like me, but Rashbag is like me. I'm saying like Rashbag. Now, I want to remind you, everybody, of a Rabbeinu Hananel we saw a long time ago. Not Rabbeinu Hananel, sorry, a Rashbam that we saw in Baba Batra. A Rashbam in Baba Batra, which told us then some klalim, if you remember. And he said, whenever Rashbag is in the Mishnah, Halach is like Rashbag. Anybody remember that? Yeah? So Abaya, he said, what do you want from me? Halach is like Rashbag. And I hold like Rashbag. What's the story? The most like this. La Abaya Vadai Tanahi. So now what have we established? That from Abaya's point of view, we have to say that this bright over here between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a machloket Tanai. Because Tanakama says all Amas are six tfachim. Just some are atzevot and some are sochakot. And Rashbag says when it comes to kilayim, it has to be sochakot. So Abaya says, I'm not going like Rashbag, like Tanakam, I'm going like Rashbag. He says, so clearly there's a machloket of Tanakam and Rashbag. As far as Rava is concerned, right, Rava, is there necessarily a machloket Tanaim, yeah? Or could we just say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is explaining Tanakam? Now, Rashi says what I just said now, in quite a long way, and a lot of detail. Look at this Rashi with me. Rava mi lema tanahi. Do we have to say with Rava that there's machlok tanaim over here? Mi amrinan, maybe we could say, Rava, mi amrin Rabban Shimon Gamliel, pali galel meimar, right? Amat kilaim, it's like this. Mi amrin Rabban Shimon Gamliel, pali galel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel is cholek on him, and he says like this, makes a distinction between these two. The Maimar as follows. Amat kilayim ba'ama bat shisha. Aval shar amot kagon sukkah mavoi ba'ama bat chamisha. Is that what he's saying? Or he's saying that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is arguing on Tanakama and saying that there's a big distinction of yeah, or deal, maybe not. Maybe Perusha kemefarish Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lemiltayu drabanan. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is just explaining what Rabbanan said. Da'amre, what did Rabbanan say? Remember, that was how the Tanakama ended off. The brighter started and said, so Rava said that Rav Nachman said, the Tanakama said that they're all six as long as they aren't exact. Right? And what it's now, the Yeshmehen, and now comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel already, it's a Yeshmehen Sochakot, the Yeshmehen Atsevot. Which is how Rava explained Rav Nachman. Ve'lo pishu eizem hen sochakot ve'eizem hen atzevot. The brighter didn't explain. The Chachamim, the Rabbanan, the Tanakamim, the bright didn't explain. He said that as long as they aren't mechuvanot, meaning that they're not going to all be the same. Va'atehi, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel, he came along now. He's not arguing with Tanakama. He agrees with Tanakama. Right? Leferushe, to just explain. Tehenech tekilayim li'avu sochakot kediktani. That when Tanakama said, Shelo Yehu Mechuvanot, they aren't all exact. Okay, aren't all exact, very nice, but which are which? And Rashbag said, which are which? Kilayim are the loose ones. Right? We avoid Shelo Yehu Mechuvanot, as long as they aren't tight. Ulachi Yidkar Kilayim, that's why Rabbi Shimon mentioned Kilayim. Velo Lemeute Shar Amot Liot Benot Chamisha. Not to come along now and say, all the others are five. Because what does your Abaya want to say? Abaya wants to say, that kol amot shemul chamim ba'ama bat shisha ubiyavad shlo yumu chuvanot, and Rashbag says kilayim is shisha. So when Abaya said, when Rashbag said kilayim are shisha, he's arguing on Tanakama. Tanakama says all are shisha. Rashbag says no, kilayim is shisha and all are chamisha, like Abaya said in the beginning yesterday's amud. Maybe no, Rabbi will say simply not. Rashbag isn't arguing. Everybody agrees they're all bat shisha, even Rashbag, Tanakama, the machloket. Just when Rashbag Chachamim said, as long as they're not mechuvanot, Rashbag is telling us,
Just remember, Nebuchadnezzar aren't exactly the same. The Kilayim is a slightly relaxed one, and the others are slightly easier one. And there's no machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is telling us which are the ones that are Sochakot, which are the ones that are Tzevot. That's how Rashi explains here how it could be. Look at the act in the Gemara. Right, so Abaya says, "Ana kama gershbag." The Gemara says, "Abaya vadatnai." Rava milay metnai. Amalecha Rava. Rava will say to you, "Rashbag ha'at rashmeina amat kilayim lo yetzamtzem." All of that. So basically, Rashi explained in a lot of detail what the Gemara is saying. Rava will say to you that all Rashbag is doing over here is coming to tell you that dafka when we said not mechuvanot, some of them you can't do tzimtzum very tight. Which are those kilayim? Right, look at Rashi over here. Kilayim lo yitzamtzem. Uvleferushe milte letanakama hudat. And if we're only coming here to explain, not to argue. Velole meute shar amot mibat shisha. And as far as Rashbag is concerned, there are no other amas that are less than six. All amas are six tefachim. Just kilayim specifically, we're doing it in a very tight tefach. And the mavoy and the sukkah, we're doing a slightly looser tefach. And then
No. Kilayim we do loose.
Kilayim we do tight. Sorry, you're right. Apologize. Kilayim we do loose. Thank you, Eitan. Kilayim, we've actually moved some more. Thank you. Kilayim we do loose. So we want a slightly bigger hand because there's lechumra. And with the sukkah mavoy, we want a smaller tefach. We do a tart because there's one lechumra. Thank you. Right. The Gemara now says, Velema amat kilayim lo yetzamtzem. Right. So if that was the case, why didn't the brighter say, Amat kilayim lo yitzamtzeim. And ba'ama bat shisha lemutemai. Then we got like two kashas here. Firstly, that was the case we could have just said, Amat kilayim, when Rashbag said, but how did Rashbag say it? Right, Rashbag said, came along and said, Kol amot shamru chamim kilayim bat ba'ama bat shisha uvad shlo yumetzum tzamot. So I think the question here is, well, why did you say, ba'amat kilayim lo yitzamtzeim? And then when we said also ba'ama bat shisha, right? Rashbag said, "Kol amot shamru chachamim bekilayim ba'ama bat shisha." What does it mean ba'ama bat shisha la'amutei ma'ay? What are we trying to explain? So we're going to start here. Lav le'meute amat suka va'amat mavoy. Isn't that exactly that? Right? We're saying ba'ama kol ama when we're trying to now say maybe it's still like Abaya said. And when the brighter said, close the door properly, Kol amot shamru chachamim bekilayim bat ba'ama bat shisha. Aren't we specifically saying ba'ama bat shisha is for kilayim, but not for anything else, which would mean that sukkah and mavoy wouldn't be ama bat shisha. Gros says no. What are we doing here? We're happy like we've spread up until now with Rashbag and with Tanakama. Look at there. That's coming, but there is a miute. It was the words were chosen carefully when we said kol ama ba'ama bat shisha is lemeute ama yesod v'ama sovev. Now what's ama yesod v'ama sovev? Okay, so now if you look in our books on number 14, picture number 14. Is there anybody here who hasn't got a book? Everyone's got a book. Clive, have you got a book? Oh, for pity. Okay. If you look at the picture over here, so it's a great picture. All right. So the mizbeach is made of different layers, right? You got the base, right? You see that's called the yesod. The sovev is like the little ramp that the kohen would walk around on the next level up. Okay. So that was an Amar Wad. That was an Amar Wad. Okay? That's your sword over there. Right? Has it got it in Schottenstein? Yeah. You know what? It's actually probably, looking at it now, to be fair, it's even easier to look at it in the Schottenstein. It's like a chatach. It's an elevation. You can see it exactly. Okay? Very nice. Okay? Well, sorry. I don't want to offend anybody.
So Darren had it.
Not from me. You can phone the guy and you can... I'll give you back the my commission, Robert, but you pay him back the 50 shekels. Okay. So now... But look, I'll be honest with you. The Schottenstein is actually done very nicely. I see it now myself. But the pictures are very nice and colourful. That makes add a bit of colour. Not all of us are sitting behind a plant like Clive, you know, so we can need a bit of other colour in our life, you know, and Lance's furniture there in his coffee shop. All right. So so Gemara says like this. That was it says what is lemote amat sovev amat mavoi. Sorry, lemote amat yosov amat sovev. Look at Rashi. Lemote amat yosov amat sovev. De lav benot shishahein. Unbelievable. What's he asking? When they built the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what I say. You can see here, right? Like Robert pointed out. If you look in the Shottesty one, so you've got the Yesod is one Amma, and it says that it's five Tefach high. And then you got up to the Sovev, is six Tefach to an Amma. Right? And then you've got the Sovev itself, the width of the Sovev there, is five Tefach to an Amma. So you've got the heart of the Yesod is a five Tefach Amma. And the width of the sovev, where the Kohen would walk around, right, the Mizbeach, was a five tefach amma, right? And just look, it's quite interesting. If you go up there, you've got then got another six tefach amma. And then the keren, which is not quite over here, that keren is also a five tefach amma, five by five. Okay, so that is what the Gemara said. That's lemait, right? Amat yosov, amat sovev dichtiv. And what's the pasuk? The ele midot hamizbeach. The pasuk here says, right, in Yecheskel. But remember, Yecheskel is speaking actually about the third Mizbeach. Rav Elim is on the Mizbeach. Ba'amot ama ama, va'tofach, v'cheik ha'ama, va'ama rocha, v'gvulah el svata, saviv zeyach. A whole lot of things there. They're going to explain now what each one of those means. Look here. The Gemara says as follows. Elim is on the Mizbeach. Ba'amot ama ama v'tefach. So look at Rashi here. Ba'amot ama ama v'tofach. So he said like that. Look at the first Rashi there. Ba'amot ketanot bat chamisha. Sheyesh ba'amah bat shisha, and beinonit, amah v'tofeach me'elu. Right, so he says, because you got a tefach of those, about shisha, and then you got amah, there's a whole lot of droshes over here trying to work at amah and amah v'tofeach, right? V'chek ha'amah, and what's chek ha'amah, right? We'll see just now in a second, they won't explain it afterwards, but look at Rashi, chek ha'amah nimdad ba'amot ktanot. So we've got amok tanot bat chamisha, and this is the chek, is measured by the chek. V'chein amar rocha, v'chein gvulo al svato, zeret ha'echad, v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach kulan v'amok tanot. So he says that all these parts of Mizbeach are counted in small amas. Then you've got v'amar rachav, right? We'll see just now in a second, the Gemara explain what each of these things are. U'gvula el svata saviv zeret ha'echad, v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach, the back of Mizbeach. We'll see in a second what this all is. Then the Gemara starts explaining. Chek ha'amar, Zeyasod. So the Chayka Amma, which we said early on over there, that those are Amot Ketanot, the Chayka Amma, the small Ammas. Where's that, says the Gemara? That's the Yasod. Chayk, why is it called Chayk? Hashem Shuhu Chikuyav Vetikuno Shemizbeach Milamata. What's going on over here? He says this is a copy. Chikuyav Lechakot. This is a copy of the Mizbeach in Shamayim. Right, so the Yesod is called the Chayk, the foundation. It's sitting on the foundations of a copy of the Mizbeach in Shammai. V'amar Rachav Ze Sovev. Right? V'amar Rachav Ze Sovev. There's no Rashi on that one. Ugvula, we saw it earlier on. Ugvula El Svatas. So what does it mean? Ugvula, from its borders to the lips around it. Elu Akranot, like the horns on the top. Look at Rashi, Elu Akranot. Shein Amma Alama. Right, some temet rochovos, zeh shehu chatzi amah, and mentions the zeh Rashi says zeh the half an amah lekor ruach tavi amah amat and amah amah zeh, v'zeh gav hamizbeach. What's the gav hamizbeach? Says zeh mizbeach hazahav. That's the mizbeach inside. So Yechezkel referring to two mizbechot po. Rav Zeh mizbeach hazahav. Klomar ba'amah ketana zu nimdad ha'amay ba'amah shel mizbeach hazahav. Tichtiv ba'amah orko v'amah rochvo. So it says over here that Yecheskel is speaking basically about different sizes in different things. The big Mizbeach has got parts of it in fives, parts of it in sixes. Ira's got his halachic measuring tape there. I must say, I also have one. Mervin gave it to me and I can't find it. He said to me the other day I should use it with the amas there. Ira's got his amas there. Yeah.
Is this the source of the machloket of the Gro and the Chazon Ish? Because it says here, it's ama is either five or six tefachim. According to either of those sources.
Wow, who says five? Does the Gra say five or
the Gra says six, I think.
And Rabbi Chaim Na'eh says five. Chazonish says five. But I tell you what the problem is. The problem is that it doesn't make sense that they should have a machloket around five or six, because we've seen that sometimes five is lechumra and sometimes five is lekula, and sometimes six is lechumra and sometimes six is lekula.
But that's exactly what it comes out to.
Amar
is either 5 or 6.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. So now, so that's what he said here. So therefore, we see there's not lovely me'utei sukkah there. The fact that the Brita said specifically, kol amot shamru chachamim bekilayim ba'amah bat shisha, is excluding this case of the other. So in the yesod, we've got different measures. Okay. Now, Amar b'chia barashi amarav. Now we're talking about these measures over here. So the question is, where's the measures from? What's the source of these measures? Where's the machloket from? Okay, so I want to say now, what's the source of the machloket today? But what's the machloket in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, shiurin, measures, chatzitzin, mechitzas, chatzitzin, like what separates you, like you go to the mikvah and you can't have something in your hand, or you didn't touch a dime, whatever, it's something is the chatzitza. Or for example, kohen, a kohen can't do avoda with anything between him and the floor. He's meant to be standing barefoot. That's the whole idea of being barefoot. Chatzitzes, right? Thing that separate. Umechitzin and walls, right? Mechitzes, like separating rishuyot, are all halacha lemoshe misinai. That's what Rav Ashi says. All halacha lemoshe misinai. Look at Rashi. I skipped over all the Rashis there. Shiuri in the second very wide lines at the bottom. Shenatnu chachamim lekol davar. All the measures chachamim gave to all different things. Kagon kezayit dam chaylev pigul venota. So we said there's a measure of a kezayit. If you're going to be overeating chaylev and the fat you can't eat. Or pigul when the kohanim do korban at the wrong time, the wrong place, etc. Or kezayit hayna meitche v'tavei ohel. How do we know that it's dafka a kezayit, an olive size of a dead body that makes tumein ohel? Ushar shiuri nefash. We'll see all other shiurin. All these shiurin halacha lemoshe misinai, says Rashi. And chatzitzin, right? What a chatzitza ha poseret betvila, for example. Rashi says that like when you go to the mikvah, if you've got stuff on your body, you haven't got proper water isn't covering you. Umechitzin, what a mechitzin? He says, hilchot mechitza, shetehei gavoa asara, that the fact that a mechitza has to be at least 10 tfachim ha. That's important aloha, like for neshuk, a mechitza needs to be 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim, right? 10 tfachim ha is 80 centimeters, let's say. That's a kosher mechitza midoraita. And it's a local emotion we see in Asajarashi. Right? So we don't need mechitzas that are 3 meters high and black and that you can't see, etc. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. Right? So that's a local mechitzas shehek gvoy asara, v'chein shar hilchotea, all the halachas halacha lemoshe misinai. That is what Chia says in the name of Ashi. Rabbi Chia says in the name of Ashi. So now the Gemara says, right, shiurin, are you telling me shiurin is a local emotion we see? No, shiurin doraita who? Shuri is written in the Torah. We got a pasuk. Yichtiv Eretz Chita V'Sora. Listen to this. Listen to how we get to it. Eretz Chita V'Sora. It's talking about the Shivat HaMinim, right? Eretz Chita V'Sora, the land of wheat and barley. Look at the whole pasuk. Eretz Chita V'Sora, the Geffen and vineyards, Uteina, and figs, Verimon and pomegranates. Eretz Zeit Shemen of olive oil, Udvash. Now we'll see just now that the Zeit Shemen is not talking about the olive itself, although it is the olive here, but I mean, we're talking about oil, but here we're talking about the actual, we'll see in a second. And dvash, the honey of the dvash, is speaking about the tamar, right, the date. In Eretz Yisrael, the honey is the date, right? So, the Gemara says, how can you say that we got a pasuk? It's not a halacha lemoshe misinai. And quotes the pasuk, Amar Rav Chanan, didn't Chanan say, kol ha-pasuk hazeh le-shiurin ne'emar. Why was this pasuk mentioned all for shiurin? Right, look at Rashi over here. Each one of these fruits here mentioned comes to tell us a different measure. Now, kezayit we know. We also know a grogeret, right? We know a teina. When we said teina, a grogeret, a dry teina. We saw already plenty of times on Shabbos that, okay, we'll come, we'll explain later. I don't have to waste time now. Okay, anyway. Right? So over here, chita, what's wheat? Lichtit nan. We learned in the Mishnah. Right? We learned this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Hanichnas de beit menugah the kelav al tefa. We saw this recently, actually. If you walk into a house, a menugah of a mitzurat, right? A house that's got leprosy, right? V'sandalav, v'tabotav, b'yadav, and you're carrying your sandals, sorry, your clothes on your shoulder. In other words, you aren't wearing your clothes. You've got them, you're carrying them. You're not wearing them. The sandalav v'tabotav, you're carrying your rings and your shoes. Hu v'heim t'beim yad. Both you and your clothes are immediately tame. Right? Rashi says, Yasha enan meluvashin bo derech malbush. Tume de kelav aktefa. Because this aren't carrying, you aren't wearing your shoes and your rings and your clothes. They aren't batel to you It's if you're carrying anything, and anything in that house will become tame. On the other hand, ayalavush, if you were dressed, right? If you were dressed, kelav is alabraglav, your shoes and on your feet.
Jared?
Yeah.
This whole section over here, there's a huge problem here with weights and measures. That, I don't know, at a certain point here, they say that if measure is governed by, it comes from a biblical source. And all the time here, we're talking about sort of variable weights and measures.
Are you saying that on the one end there's a pasuk that says a measure, and the other end says the metum tzemet? Okay, so let's get to that. Let's come to that. Let's see if we can answer it. Right? It says, and your rings are on your fingers. Hu tamemiyah, you become tamem, but your finger, but hain torin, but your clothes are all tahor. For how long? Ad she yisheh b'chdei achilat pras. Until you wait in the house long enough to eat achilat pras. In other words, what's the Gemara telling us out of this Mishnah? That your clothes, anything that's on you that's batel to you, you become tame as a person. But whatever's on you doesn't become tame immediately unless you spend a certain amount of time. If you're just passing through the house, your clothes are saved. Now, why are your clothes saved? We'll see, because the Torah, as you know, we take clothes seriously and we chas al mamonam. But look at Rashi over here. Hayalavush. They're called his clothes, and they batel to him. We got a pasuk that says, "Va'ochel b'bayit yechabesed begadav." The pasuk that says, "Va'ochel b'bayit yechabesed begadav." When do you have to put your clothes in the mikvah? When you ate in the house. The Darshina Midrash Kol, the Midrash there says, "Mikra d'hai ochel la'vachinam." You don't really have to eat. Don't let that you rest and eat a meal. It's just elashe yishay k'day shurachinu bebiya beloshiya eno b'tameh begadim. You have to be there long enough to be able to eat. If you weren't long enough to be able to eat, it's not called coming. If you're not called coming, your clothes don't become tameh. So now let's get to the measure here for a second. Why is chita in the pasuk? Okay, it says chita v'seora. So what's chita? He says, "Aviyah." The Mishnah carries on and says, "Bichdei akilat pras." And well, what is the achilat pras? How much do you have to be in there to have eaten what? To have eaten pat chitin. Listen to this. Wheat bread. Velo pat seorin. But not pat seorin. Now it seems like it's quicker. Not it seems it is. Right? You can digest wheat bread quicker than you can digest barley bread. Barley bread is very coarse and rough and it's hard to digest. Right? Where wheat bread is more processed and it's easier, simpler and goes down very quickly. That's what the Rambam says. Right? Pras pat chitin. Ain shoher bak pat seorin. Takes you a little quicker. And there, and also may save the ochel beliftan, right? Shehiyazu beseiva, shiaruhu velo benechelit ba'amida v'holech uba shushoeh b'chilato yoter. It seems that when you're walking around, right, you eat longer than when you're sitting down. Now, I would have thought the exact opposite, by the way. Although you're sitting down, you get stuck into a meal and you're flying there. But see, the Gemara is saying, when you're coming and going, eating, you aren't wasting time, really. So you can spend more time eating because you're doing other things. If you're sitting down to recline, it's more time, so you're more limited. So as long as you're eating a wheat meal, not a barley meal, and you're eating it beheseva, right, which is a quicker time, and not walk around, and eat it with beliftan, which helps you digest it quicker further. So that's what wheat is there for. So chita is coming to tell us how long you have to have been in the house before you become tamei with your clothes. Sora, what's sora for? Tiknan. Etzem kesora. We know that the bone, the size of a sora, of a barley seed, right? Metamev magav masa. So if you touched a bone, or you carried a bone, right, of a dead body, it would make you tame. And a bone that size won't metame if it's in a house. If you walk into the house and the bone's on the floor, you don't become tame. You have to either pick it up or touch it. Gefen, what's gefen? Kedarevit yayin nazir. Nazir, right? To break his nazirut, he had to have drunk a revi'it of wine. So we've got a chita for tumah of clothes, so'ora for the size of a bone, gefen for a nazir, teina, what's a teina? Teina is a fig, krigol geret, right? L'hotzat Shabbat, we learned that in Shabbos. Right? That all, look at the last bit, ha'moti ochlin krigol geret. Anytime you carry food out on Shabbos, the size of a krigol geret, you chayv on Shabbos. That's what a fig is for. Eretz, chita, so'ora, gefen, teina. Right? Rimon. What's Rimon for? Kiditnan. Kol balei batim shurin kerimonim. This we learned as well. We learned this, if I'm not mistaken, in Shabbos and Brachos. We learned it in Brachot. We learned in Brachot, look at Rashi there, Hamotzi, Baal HaBayit, the second wide line to the end of the top. Chaslak Kelav, he doesn't want to throw his vessels away very quickly. So, Ve'im Nikev Kemoti Zayit, if they've got a hole in them that an olive can fall through, then Matzni Olego, he puts nuts in them. If the hole gets bigger and it goes in, it's right, that will fall through, then he puts their Rimonim, pomegranates, right? And then, Ileficha'ch Im Nitma Ve'Nikev, if it comes Tameh, it's got a hole. Adain tamei ad she nikav kemotzi rimon v'hanu shirin kerimonim aval kli umatzet. Forget the umat. That's what a Baal HaBayit. So the bigger, until the hole is big enough that a pomegranate can't fit in it, you still got use for your vessel and you won't throw it away so quickly. So if it means v'kamel tuma, it's the kli, and therefore it will become a tuma. If it's broken, remember one of the ways that you attire a kli is you break it. So if it was a big enough hole that a pomegranate can't be there anymore, then it's not considered a kli because it can't hold anything. So we see the measure of pomegranate as well. We use pomegranate to measure that. And then the pasuk says, Eretz Zeit Shemen. Right? So what is Eretz Zeit Shemen? Look at Rashi there. Rov Shiur, sorry, Eretz Zeit Shemen. So Eretz Shekol Shiurea Kezeitim. Bless you. Zayit is like all the measures of Zeitim. The verse says, all measures of Zeitim. Hi, Kahani Damora, all these we've mentioned, Echita, Vesoira, Vegefin, Verimon, Veteina, etc. So the word says, you're right. You know, I'm a Eretz Sherov Shurea Kazayit. Most things we talk about are a Kazayit. We've got the exception, but as a rule, most things are a Kazayit. Look at Rashi, Rov, Shere, Achidat Chalev, Vedam, Venota, Rupigal, we saw Rashi already brought them in a Vela. All these things we have in Temeo, Basar, Amekla, Ahail, which doesn't make an Ohel, as opposed to the bone of the Saorium, which doesn't do it in a tent. Umagad, Nevelas, all these things are of a gazait, and therefore we understand that a gazait is an important measure for us. Right? And then the last one we've got over here is from the pasuk is Eretz Sheit Zemen Udvash. Right? And the Gemara says that Dvash, Kekotevet Hagasal Yom HaKippurim. If you eat, because the Gemara says, why Dvash? We know that Dvash is the Torah, Asher says there's Dvash Tamarim. And we know that we're speaking about Amidim Bikurim, it's always talking about Tamarim. Right, so it's all about the honey, but the dvash, so we know that the dvash is actually referring to a tamar, and a tamar is the size of eating on Yom Kippur. Okay, so bottom line is, before the pasuk, which we've seen, chita, soira, rimon, what was it? Chita, soira, rimon, gefen came third, right? Gefen, then rimon, then tamar. Right, then Zeit Shemen Udvash. So why are you telling me that it's from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? We've got psukim for everything. The Gemara says, no. But Tizbar Shurim Yichtav Ktiva, you think it's written? Ela Hilchat Aninu, it's actually Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, v'asmachinu Rabbanan cry. But here Rabbanan just gave an asmachta. It's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, and Chachamim looked for a pasuk which went nicely, and they found this pasuk which got all these things there, but really it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. The Gemara says the next one. So we said there's shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitza, right? So chatzitzin, doraita ninu, same question. We got a pasuk. Dichtiv rachatzit kol besaro. Right, look at the pasuk over here. The pasuk says, ish kitetze mimenu shichvat zer, if he has a seminal discharge. Rachatz pamayim, he goes to the border, it kol besaro his whole body, but tamar avid, he waits till nightfall. So there's a pasuk over here. What does it mean, chatzitza? There's a pasuk. Because he says, because it says, b'mayim. What's b'mayim? B'mayim mikvah. Kol b'saro mayim. Sheko gufo lebahen. The whole body has to go into the water. V'chamahen amar amar b'rom gimul amot. We saw that, just getting a sidetrack, that actual mikvah itself, it's one amar b'one amar on three amas high. V'shiru chachamim, then the chachamim estimated that for this measure of a mikvah, it's 40 seya. So what are you telling me here that it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? The Torah says, a pasuk says, call it kol besaro. What's kol besaro? He can't have a chatzitza. He can't have anything separating him. He has to be fully in the water. Right? So the Gemara is saying over there that it seems that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, it's chilchata l'saro. He said, no. Okay, we can accept what you're saying, but what's the halacha l'Moshe Sinai over here? His hair. Wouldn't have known about the hair. What's the story about the hair? Right? Look at Rash Lesaro, Shetipasel bo chatzitza. That if there's a chatzitza in the hair will posit him. Ukurama bar Rav Huna, Rav Huna. He says like this, Nima chat kshura, chotzetzet. If one strand of hair of yours is tied in a knot, which means that the whole strand of hair can't get water on it because it's in a knot, so part of it is tied around in that knot, that's a chatzitza. However, he says like this, look what he says over here. Shalosh einan chotzetzot. If there are three hairs tied together, that doesn't cause a chatzitza. And shtayim, he says, eini yodea. Now, why when one hair is tied, it's a chatzitza, when three are tied, it's a chatzitza? Look at Rashi over here. Nimecha kshura chotzetzet. Why? Dematzi lahaduk keshafri. When it's one little hair, you can tie it very tightly. Ve'ena mayim nichlasin bekeshen. And the water won't go into the knot. However, look at Rashi. Shalosh, einan chotzetzot. Why? Delo mehat keshafri ve'ayle ba'umayim. Because it's true. If you take three strands of hair, it's much harder to tie the hairs together, lots of hairs. So therefore, you can't make a tight knot. Now, if my son Gabby was here with his long hair, I'd try and experiment. But he's not here. He's not my man. He's no longer got long hair. But I'm just saying, any of you... But it's correct. If you, any of you take a hair, you'll see that one strand of hair you can tie very tightly. Two or three, they already don't tie into each other very, very well. So it seems over here that that is what the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Saro nami doraita hu. It's also got a pasuk. The time we got a brayta, it says like this. V'rachatz kol besaro. So v'rachatz et kol besaro. What's the et for? Et hatafel besaro. Pasuk said, why didn't it say v'rachatz kol besaro? Why did it say et? Come and tell us that also the hair has to have to be. V'zehu se'ar. So that we go, it's a limit in the pasuk. So I don't know what we're saying. So what is this halacha l'moshe mishnah? We said Rabbi Chiya and now we said Rabbi Ashi that chatzitza is itoraita, is a halacha l'moshe mishnah. So it says ki ata hilchata leruvo ulemiuto ulemakpid ulesha'en makpid. There we're entering a different world. We've seen this before as well. There's a concept of makpid. What do you mean makpid? In fact, I will tell you that I think I saw here the best explanation of makpid was in a Likutei Rashi. I think, was it Likutei Rashi? Was it Rabbeinu Chananel? The concept of makpid means that something bothers you. Okay, if you've got something in your hand, like let's say for example you're a leather tanner and you work with your chemicals all day long, or you're a mechanic and you're working with grease. So you get used to eventually grease on your hands, or you're a tankist in the army. Right, you don't get so bothered. You come home and your mother looks at you and says your fingers are dirty of grease. You don't even notice it because you're so used to, you're not bothered. That would be lo makpid. Makpid would be your mother who says to you, take the grease off you. Right, that's bothering. Now, if something bothers you, it's a chatzitza. It will cause your mikveh. If you go into the mikveh and you've got that on you and it's makpid, it's a chatzitza. If you aren't makpid, you don't care about it, it won't be a chatzitza, provided that it's not a rov. If it's on most of your body, or most of your head, or etc., it'll be, even if it doesn't bother you. But if it's not a roof, just a little, got a dot here, you got out of like a 3-4 square centimeter bit of grease on your hand, it doesn't bother you, it wouldn't be a mechatzitza. So Gemara is saying that's what the Halacha L'moshe Mishnah is for. Look here. Rovo l'mi'ito, for the most of your body, or less than, minority in your body, ule makpil she'en makpil. Ukra b'itzchak ta'am rab b'itzchak. Davar Torah. Now when he says here, Davar Torah, he means halacha l'moshe Mishnah, right? That's what he means when he says the word davar Torah, right? He said like this, rubo u'makpid alav, if it's on you and it's the majority, the words, see Rashi actually says that, rubo, davar Torah halacha l'moshe Mishnah b'Torah shebal peh. Rubo, rov saro, shim yesh bo davar chotzetz on most of his hair, could go on dam yavesh, dry blood, or jaw, ink, or tit, or dirt, yavesh, bezefet, or tar, or shekashur rubo, achat achat, or if most of the hair is tar, right? V'makpid, look here, mishum rubo, devatra, rubo u'makpid alav, chotzetz. V'she'eno makpid alav, eino chotzetz. But if you don't care, not chotzetz. Now, interesting. Gazru arubo, okay, so midoraita, even if it's rov, I said the second guy if it's not rov, but that's what Rabbi was saying a second. But in midoraita, even if it's rov, it's only chotzetz if you rov and makpid. Right? V'she'eno makpid, if you don't makpid, even if it's rov, eino chotzi, doesn't make a chetzitza. V'gazru arubo she'eno makpid. And yeah, we gave a gzeira in that even if it's rov, and you aren't makpid, if it's rov, it's asur, it's chotzet. Mishum rubo makpid. Because a gzeira in case where you would come to where you are makpid. V'al mi'uto ha-makpid. And if it's a mi'ut, but you are makpid, even though doraita you wouldn't be a chatzitza, we're saying over here that even if you would be makpid, it's a mi'ut, it would be a chatzitza. Mishum rubo ha-makpid. So the Gemara says, v'ligzor nami al mi'uto she-makpid, mishum mi'uto ha-makpid. Why don't you make a gzeira across the board on every time? Whenever there's a dot on you, makpid, not makpid, don't make a difference. Inami mishum rubo she-makpid, or rov, you aren't makpid. Most of them, why did he go for Xaira? He, I don't know, we're not going to make Xaira's on Xaira's. Okay, but that doesn't, that's not involved in that. But bottom line is, we've seen over here that we found a makor of Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, of Chatzitza, not like we thought. As opposed to the previous sugya, right, where we came to Shiurin, the Gemara knocked out the whole Pasuk all completely and said, no, the whole of Shiurin are Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and we just have a Chatzitza as Asmachta. The pasuk, so Yeshurim Asmachta. Here the Gemara is not saying that. Here the Gemara actually refuted all the other attempts at Chatzitza being dried. We found psukim for everything, except for the Shrov of the Makpid, right? Where there we've come to the conclusion that is the Halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, and all the other Zogzayos. Now the Gemara finishes off saying Mechitzot. We said that as well, that Mechitzot are Halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. What are you talking about? Mechitzot, Doraita, you know. We got a Braita, right? We have a Braita. In Masechet Shabbos, we learned this not so long ago. It was on Daf Kehu, quite longer, on Daf Tzadik Bet. Guys, this is a few months ago, right? Aron Tisha, right? Aron Tisha, the Kaporet Tefach. So the Aron Abrit is 9 Tefach high, and the Kaporet, the covering of the Aron, is 1 Tefach high. All right, there's no pictures there. Are there pictures here? There are no pictures here. Okay, no pictures. Right? So now, if you imagine that the Aron, Abrit, is 9 Tvech Tachim high and 1 Tefach, and the Kapor, the Kav, is 1 Tefach, so that is 10 Tvachim high. So how are we going to see over here that Mechitza is a part of the Pasuk? So it says, Kapor Tefach Harei Kanasara. So if the Aron is Tisha, and the Kaporet is a Tefach, we've got 10. Look at Rashi over here. Aron tisha kapor tefach, Aron govo tisha tfachim. Dichtir, the pasuk says, va'ama v'chetzi komato. It's 1.5 amas high. And what's 1.5 amas? Right? 1.5 amas times 6. 6 times 1.5 is 9. Right? 6 tefach times 1.5 is 9. And the 1 tefach is the kaporet. So that's 10. Right? The kaporet tefach. Harei asara. Uchtiv, now listen, look at the Rashi. It's important, very, very important Rashi, this. Second last lines of the narrow lines of Rashi. And says, Uvedi barti itach mi ala kaporet. God says to Moshe, I spoke to you from above the kaporet. V'tanya perekam, so we went to Masechet Sukkah. Rabbi Yossi omer, lo'olam lo yarda shchina lamata mi asara. The shchina never came to beneath 10 tvachim into this world. That's why Hashem said, I spoke to you from between, above the kaporet he spoke, from above 10 tvachim. Dichtiv ha-shamayim shamayim la-Hashem. The heavens are Hashem's. V'ha'aretz natan livnei adam. God's got no place down here in this world. V'lamata mi'ashara tfachim chashiv eretz. And beneath 10 tefach is eretz. Dichtiv v'dibarti itach me'ala kaporet. From above the kaporet. Alma, asara have mechitza demale mi'asara lo chash l'reshut mechitzot el reshut achrita. Above 10, another reshut. Hashem, when he says, I came to speak to you, amazing. Right? I spoke to Moshe from the Ala Kaporet. Why the Ala Kaporet? Because beneath the Kaporet, the 10 Tefach, beneath that is already the Aretz. V'ashamayim shamayim la'ashem. V'ha'aretz is Natan ibn Adam, is yours. I can't go there. So that's the Mechitza. That's what separates us. That 10 Tefach. That's why Mechitza is 10 Tefach. It separates Rishuyot. There's Hashem's Rishut and our Rishut beneath 10 Tefach. Then we have to separate Rishuyot. Domains, we use 10 Tefach. And that works beautifully, right? But we've got a problem. What's the problem? Asra, we say Lotricha el Rabbi Yehuda. No, that doesn't work. We need this Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Amat binyan ba'ama bat shisha. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, when we come to quote Amos over here, you're telling me now that the Pasuk says, echad v'chetzi komato, that the Aron is 1.5 Amos high. But how many tvachim in an Amma? Because in order to get a 10 tefach, we had to have 6 tvachim in an Amma to have 1.5 times 6, which is 9, plus the tefach is 10. But if an Amma is 5 tefach, then suddenly we've got 1.5 times 5 is 7.5. And add the tefach at the kaporet, we've now got 8.5. How do we get to 10 tvachim is a mechitza? You got it? Right? Says, so look, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Amat Binyan Bama Bat Shisha, the building was Bama Shisha. Our Kalim, and the Aron is a Kli, Amat Kalim, Bama Bat Chamisha. And then we got the math like I explained, right? Then we're missing and we only get 8.5. That's Rashi. So Gemara said, wait a second, what about Rabbi Meir? Amar Kol Amot Hayuba Beinu Niyot. Michael, remember, that's all very nice. What about Rabbi Meir, who says all the Amas are Beinu Niyot? Look at Rashi. In other words, we take the average Beinoni of a person. Those all the Amas are the average person size. In Basachim. V'yesh also, he says, V'yesh Gedoli Mielu. But bottom line is, we're saying it's all Amas Beinonis. So then, what do we need Rabbi Yehuda for? Right? Michael Rabbi goes to Rabbi Meir, Ki Ata Hilchata. So what would Rabbi Meir say? Because you said to me, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Bichla. I said to you, we got a pasuk. The pasuk says the Aron Abrit. Then you said to me, ah, but we need Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we would need it. But wait a second, what are Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir got a kashya. What are Rabbi Meir? Because he says, oh, my ikra meima. What do we have Lachlo Moshe Mishinai for? He said, Rabbi Meir, ki ati yelchata le good le god ul lavud ul dofen akuma. He's got it for other reasons. He said, no, we need the mechitzot. What are the mechitzot? Lachlo Moshe Mishinai is good. Remember, we spoke about the introduction to the shir. Good that the wall goes up or down. Lavud is less than 3 tvachim. That is lavud. Dochem akumarak. We saw that first picture we had there with the sukkah yesterday, with the roof going over. All those things are part of mechitzas, right? And that's what we need Aloch Lamosh Mishinai for. Over here.